It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we have a story from Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum on one of the most prolific songwriting duos who happen to have Wisconsin roots.
Wisconsin isn't typically thought of as being the heart of country music, but did you know that half of one of the greatest songwriting duos is from Milwaukee? As Justin Barney tells us, Felice and Boudelot Bryant are members of the Country Music Hall of Fame and co-wrote Rocky Top, the state song of Tennessee. But first, they met in a dream in Milwaukee.
I'm standing in an elevator in the Hilton Hotel in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And in this elevator, one of the greatest love stories in all of music happened. In 1945, Matilda Scuduto worked in this elevator. She was a 19-year-old Sicilian girl in Milwaukee. And one day, Boudelot Bryant, a touring musician, got onto this elevator. And as he walked on, she said, "I've been looking for you." She had been seeing Boudelot Bryant in her dreams. And here he was, in front of her. He was charmed. Who wouldn't be? It was love at first sight. 5 days later, they got married. In 1950, they moved to Nashville, Tennessee.
And they lived in a trailer.
That's Paul Kingsbury. He works at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
In their honeymoon phase, they wrote this little song together.
I'm a plain old country boy.
And it became a hit.
They were essentially the first full-time professional songwriters in Nashville.
They were songwriters, not performers, which meant that they had to sell their songs then to musicians, which is difficult. But the Bryants were smart, and they cooked up a little scheme. They invited musicians into that trailer of theirs.
And Felice would cook a wonderful Italian dinner. Maybe it was spaghetti and meatballs, maybe it was chicken cacciatore. Then Boudelot would break out his guitar and sing their latest songs, and inevitably, the people who came in, they were charmed. And often the Bryants got a recording out of that. They did it enough times that Felice liked to refer to it as their pasta scam.
Things really took off when they sold this song to the Everly Brothers.
Bye bye love, bye bye happiness, hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry.
The Everly Brothers said they would have been working manual labor jobs if it hadn't been for the Bryants coming along with that song and several of the other hits they wrote for the Everlys.
And right they did. Over 1,000 songs with hundreds recorded by some of the biggest names in music history.
Elvis Presley, Ray Charles, and Bob Dylan. The Beatles. Paul McCartney has said, you know, he felt like the Bryants and the Everlys were a big influence on what he and John Lennon and the Beatles were trying to do.
And they wrote some iconic songs like this one.
I think what makes a Bryant song is that it's not belabored and it's clever. They had a way of telling 3-minute stories where you felt like, oh, I know exactly what's going on.
The Bryants' love story and their musical accomplishments and legacy is the kind of stuff of dreams. And, in fact, it started with Felice meeting the literal man of her dreams in an elevator in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Dream, 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 dream.
They wrote this song, one of their biggest, about that dream.
Whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream.
Justin Barney is a radio host and Wisconsin native who currently works at WNXP in Nashville. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.